And a warm hello to the next episode of the fastest growing parapolitical podcast out there in podcast land. Yes, you are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me, as always, wearing the tinfoil hat. My name is Tom Velasquez. Thank you for joining me this week. We're going to continue the fun. We're going to continue what I've been doing for a couple of weeks now and just going all over the board. Everybody seems to like it. Why stop what people like? This week's show, we're going to talk about the unrest of the planet. Something is going on. I'm not going to tell you it's the end of the world, but it sure does look like the end of the world. We're going to talk about New York and their just illustrious record of being a bunch of jagholes. All of my New York listeners, tune into this one. We're going to talk about AOC. We haven't talked about her in a while because there's something that has come, well, it has come to light that is just the epitome of what politics is today. And we're going to talk about that. And then I want to get into some paranormal. I want to talk about a winged humanoid sighting that was sent in to me by one of my listeners. And then I want to talk to you about one of the very first paranormal UFO encounters that really, really stuck with me and got me into ufology. And that is the Hopkinsville, Kentucky alien goblin, whatever you want to call it, Night of the Goblins. I want to tell you about that one because that one has stuck with me for some reason. So sit back, relax, open that mind because we're going to jump right into the show. But before we do, like I always do, I want to get you to the comment of the week. Now, lately, I've been giving you some comments that have been kind of razzing me and kind of disparaging me. Well, that trend is going to continue. It seems that the segment where I criticized the Oregon governor, Kate Brown, of sending the police to round up the Republicans who didn't want to vote for a completely chaotic climate bill that would decimate Oregon's farmers. Now, what I didn't know prior to the show, and shame on me, I guess, but the voters, they've already said no to this bill. So we're running into another Michigan situation where the politicians of that state, they just say, look, the voters, they don't know what they're talking about. We're going to take over and we're going to decide what is best for you. Now, for all of you, and there were a lot of you that got on my case for saying, Tom, how about the Republicans not showing up? And my response, and I have a relative that got on my case about this. And what they don't do is they don't listen to the show before they comment. They're commenting to me, yelling at me because the Republicans, that's not their job. Their job is to vote. Dummy, listen to the show. I agree with you. But my view kind of changes on this a little bit because the people of Oregon blew my mind and said, oh no, we do not want this horrendous climate bill. They said no. The politicians said, you don't know what you're talking about. We'll decide for you. Now, I'm a little bit more I kind of agree with the Republicans on this. Look, the voters of Oregon voted no. Why are we even voting on this? That's a question I have for Governor Kate Brown. You want to talk about Nazi tactics, but let's get into the comment of the week because this is a great one. And of course, it comes from Oregon, and it comes from a young lady named Rachel. Rachel is a 19-year-old Democrat. Unbelievable in the state of Oregon, a 19-year-old Democrat. She goes on to say, Tom, I have a friend who is a conservative, so I therefore have an open mind. Way to go, Rachel. We were listening to your show while we were driving south to Northern California to spend a weekend. I was appalled at what you had to say about our governor, Kate Brown. Kate Brown is not a Nazi. What she is doing is not Nazi tactics. The Republicans are denying a vote, and that is Nazi tactics, just like their leader, President Trump, would like them to do. Tom, I really hate your show, and the only reason I was listening to it is because when my friend and I go on a trip, it's always driver's choice. Unfortunately, my friend drove, so I had to listen to your drivel for an hour that I will never get back when I could have been listening to Drake or Macklemore or anybody else I like. Now, I noticed she didn't say Prince or The Time or anybody that I would listen to. I don't listen to Drake. I don't listen to Macklemore. So, hey, time well spent, Rachel. Let's open your mind. She says, if I ever listen to this show again, it will be too soon. She also says, I am never going to let my friend drive again because I never want to listen to your show again. I don't know why I'm typing you this email, but you infuriated me so much by your Nazism, by your hatred towards the Democrat Party that is just here to help everybody. But you want to look at it as we are the evil Nazis. Well, Tom, it's not true. Sincerely, Rachel, the liberal from Oregon. Rachel, you have summed up everything I'm trying to do on this show. Your friend, listen, I give you kudos. You're hanging out with a conservative. That's awesome because there's not a lot of liberals that can do that. If it's somebody that thinks opposite of them, they won't even associate with them. So kudos to you, Rachel. I give you props. However, how can you not go into that show with an open mind? I tell you right from the get-go, open your mind. You didn't open your mind. Listen to the facts, Rachel. And listen, my bad. I didn't give you all the facts last week. I'm giving them to you now, so I hope your friend's driving you around somewhere. But listen to the facts. Your friend is listening to a show that she's making you listen to for a reason. She's trying to educate you and get you to see the other side. You're resistant to that. You don't even want to open up that mind. You don't even want to open just a little bit to think, well, let me listen to what the other side has to say. I've been there. I've done that. I have many, many liberal friends, and we talk politics all the time. Into a point, it's infuriating. It's so nauseating to talk politics all the time. I just guessed it on a show called Vanishing Gates, and we talked politics, and I just finally had to say, I'm done. You know, I could tell the host, Jay and Jack, they were getting tired of it, and I was getting tired of it. Let's talk about some paranormal, something that everybody can agree on, right? Listen, Kate Brown, her policies in Oregon are devastating that state. If that is not a reason to vote against a socialist agenda, I don't know what is. Because, you know, you got the governor rounding up opposition party members who refuse to vote. Now, I admit, I did say, hey, look, you got to vote. Your constituents, they voted you in to set their tone, to place and vote what they want. Well, the voters voted, apparently. The voters said, we don't want this plan. So the government, the Democrat-controlled government, said, nope, we're going to vote on it on our end. And the people, They're just going to have to deal with it. Well, now I have a problem with that because that's not how government works. The voters, the people, set the policy. The people said, nope, this is going to decimate the Oregon farmers. It's going to skyrocket our taxes, and it does nothing good for us. They said no, overwhelmingly no. Then it stops. That's how it should be. It should stop right there, dead bill, bury it, burn it, whatever you got to do. But just like in Michigan, you don't say, well, we really want this to go through, so we're just going to vote on it ourselves. So, in a way, kudos to the Republicans for making a stand. Now, if it was the direct opposite, where it was a Republican governor, Republican-led House and Senate, and the Democrats decided, no, we're not even gonna show up for this vote. And the Republicans went out and got the police to round up these Democrats. Oh my God, it'd be World War III in this country alone. You know it and I know it. Because the media would be all over it. It would be on every news cycle on CNN, CS, or MSNBC, NBC, ABC, CBS. You name it, it would be breaking news. Oregon Republican governor so-and-so sends police out to get Democrats who don't want to vote against a bill that was already voted down by the people of Oregon. That is about what it would be. But in this case, when the media talks about it, it's Oregon Governor Kate Brown directs police to round up vigilante Republicans who decided not to show up for a very critical vote. It's all wording. It's all how you word it. And you can manipulate people by words alone. And that's what listen, give the media props for what they do well, and that is manipulate people. But Rachel, you know, does it bother me that you're not going to listen to the show? Yeah, yes and no. I want all the listeners I can get. But if you are not going to listen to the show with an open mind and say, let me think about this objectively, then what's the point of listening? I don't need you. It's blunt. It's right to the point. But it's true. This show is all about opening your mind and listening to something you may not feel comfortable listening to. And that could be the paranormal. That could be ghosts, cryptids, aliens, UFOs. But it could also be the other side of the aisle in politics. I'm not going to candy coat it. You know what you get when you listen to this show. I'm a staunch conservative. I live and die by the founding fathers' vision of this country because they had an amazing vision. And I see that vision being trampled on by people who don't know any better, who don't get the facts, who don't listen to the other side, that just listen to people who have an agenda. And I understand, you could say, oh, the Republicans have an agenda. Donald Trump has a horrible agenda. Well, Donald Trump's agenda, and he's proven it. Listen, he has proven it, is to give the power back to the people. He wants to give freedom back to us. How bad can that be? But yeah, people just want to bash him because he's not a politician. He is not someone who's going to cater to the lobbyists or to the elite. He's not someone that has been spoon-fed. Well, he has been someone who's been spoon-fed with a silver spoon all his life, but he didn't get it through political means. He got it through hard work. Well, Tom, his dad was a multi-multi-millionaire. Well, yeah. How many multi-multi-millionaires' fathers have you seen when they hand down the reins of the company or give the kids multi-millions of dollars in inheritance? Blow it because they don't know what they're doing. Like him or not, Donald Trump is a shrewd, very, very good businessman. In this country, in this day and age, is a business. We are in a worldwide global market that needs a businessman that knows how the market works. That's why America has done a complete 180. Like it or not, you can't deny that fact. You can't. Donald Trump was put into office for a couple of reasons: to turn the economy around, to lower unemployment, to reduce illegal immigration and to build a wall. He's 3 for 4, and he's kind of three and a quarter for four. The economy is booming. As I said, you're going to listen to the news and say, oh, well, we only gained 17,000 jobs this month. But what you're not realizing is there are more jobs available than there are people to fill them. Well, Tom, then illegal immigration is where it is. No. Come here legally. How hard is that to fathom? We're going to talk about that in just a minute because New York is right where we expect them to be. But he's building the wall. Contrary to what the Democrats say, there is a crisis on the border. Hey, and we're going to talk about that because AOC was on the border. And we're going to find out a little bit about the pictures that she took that helped her gain her seat in Congress. Boy, what a joke she is. So, listen, I don't ask much of my listeners. I really don't. I just ask you to help share the show. I help you to interact with the show by commenting, sending me emails at ghostseeker4@charter.net. And I ask you to open your mind. Really, open your mind. That's all. The hard part is opening your mind. I get it. And I had a hard time listening to a liberal left Democratic point of view without wanting to strangle or throat punch somebody. But then I just said, all right, talk to me. What are you thinking? I want to get into your head. And it doesn't mean I have to agree with them. But just because that person has different views than I, it doesn't mean I have to hate them. Everybody thinks differently than you on some things. So, it can be done. I am living proof of that. Now, I've tried and tried and tried to be very center on this show. But again, it's just not going to happen. I'm too stuck in my values. I believe in the country too much. I believe in the fact that I want my children, and you should want your children, growing up in a society and in a country that gives them every opportunity to excel, to prosper, and to do better than you did. That's the goal of every parent. But the way the Democrats want to do it, they want everything handed to them for free, so they're just reliant on the government. How do you get out from under that? You don't. You don't. Look at the black population of this country. You don't get out of government assistance. It becomes a way of life, and it becomes a generational way of life, because why would I have to work when the government gives me everything I need? The problem is, where is the money coming from? You know, Kamala Harris, in the recent Democratic debates that I did not watch, I couldn't fathom sitting through them, and I know that's part of my job here to listen to that, but I can't do it. It infuriates me because it's just everything for free, everything for free, everything for free. She wants to give every household making under $100,000 an extra $500 a month. You know what? That would be great. That would be stupendous. Where's it coming from, Harris? Seriously, where is it coming from? I'm paying that. I ain't making out ahead. Because it's going to come out of my taxes. Then when you add on it, tuition free for everybody. We're going to pay off everybody's student loans and nobody has to pay for college. Then we're going to give everybody free health care. And then we're going to give illegal immigrants free health care, free schooling, free food. That $500 you want to give me is nothing because it all comes out and more in my taxes. So that's where I am on that. I got to start the show. We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back, and we're going to hear what is going on with this planet, because it's odd. Whole lot of shaking, whole lot of spewing going around. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. Tighten up that tinfoil hat. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will be right back. There is a time when you need force, no resource for me to enforce. My ride of speech, my lead me horse, I bear the torch. Let's march 4th, July the 4th, we set the course for this independent outreach. You say free, but I feel the leash and I release the beast. Sick of the YouTube clips with a gun, go click. They are back for year two. Join me Friday, September 20th and Saturday, September 21st in Northern Michigan for another Out of This World event. The second annual Michigan UFO Contact. Spend the weekend listening and learning from special guest speakers who will be lecturing about UFO sightings, experiences, the contact phenomena, and more. Also be sure to check out their amazing vendor rooms for unique items, creative works, psychic readings, and much, much more. Some of your favorite vendors from last year are returning, plus they have added a great new batch of vendors for this year. Everyone was so pleased with the location last year that they have decided to return to the beautiful Lakeside Resort and Conference Center in Houghton Lake, Michigan. The resort overlooks the largest inland lake in Michigan, is full of windows, and includes a walkout balcony from the conference room and the vendor room. They have a fantastic restaurant inside, and the rooms, you'll agree, they are the best. Join me for another educational and refreshing event. Friday, September 20th, Saturday, September 21st at the Lakeside Resort and Conference Center in Houghton Lake, Michigan. Come join me for the Michigan UFO Contact 2. And when you get there, tell them the Paranormal Patriot sent you. For my listeners in the United Kingdom, Saturday, September 28th and Sunday, September 29th, the Lincolnshire Spirit Seekers present Paracon 2019, starting at 10 a.m. and ending at 5 p.m. with a paranormal investigation at 9 o'clock. Paracon 2019 will include lectures, psychics, World War I and World War II museum, a Victorian farmhouse, kids' activities with face painting and a bounce house, and come dressed to the nines because there will be fancy dressing all around. Camping and caravan parking is available, and so much more. This is a family-friendly event. The paranormal investigation starts at 9 o'clock. So be there Saturday, September 28th and Sunday, September 29th at the Lincolnshire Spirit Seekers Paracon 2019. For more information or to book, contact the Spirit Seekers at www.LincolnshireSpiritSeekers.com. And when you get there, tell them you heard this all the way or across the pond from the Paranormal Patriot. All right, so it really, truly, at this point, does not matter where you are in the world. You are either shaking or it's getting really, really hot because there are earthquakes and volcanoes going off all over this planet. I live in Michigan, and trust me, Michigan is pretty boring. There's not a lot going on. And just south of us in the Cleveland area, there have been 3 earthquakes. In I think it's the last month. It's kind of crazy because we never get earthquakes. We felt them as far northwest as Detroit. It's uncanny. In California, there's been a swarm of earthquakes that have stricken along the San Andreas fault line. Now, I'm not saying that it is the end of the world. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say that the big one's coming because I've said it before and I've been wrong. All I'm going to tell you is that there has been up to 700 earthquakes that have struck a key California seismic zone. And as I've told you before, tar is literally bubbling up through the streets of Los Angeles. Now, think about it. What is causing or what could cause tar to expand and bubble up through the streets? Well, it isn't in excess of water because the water would go around the tar. Tar and water are not going to mix together. However, heat will kind of melt that tar a little more and cause it to rise and expand. So what is happening under California that is causing tar to come up through cracks in the street? It's not happened. I've looked. I don't see any other time that this has happened. So is this a one-time event? Well, yes, Tom, it's global warming. Global warming doesn't affect the inside of the planet, and that's what's causing this. Is somewhere under California, it's getting real hot. So either one of two things is going to happen. Either a volcano is going off soon in California. Anybody know of any volcanoes in California? I have a large contingent of California listeners. Please tell me what volcanoes are in California. Or the Earth is really generating a lot of heat. And what happens when you generate a lot of heat? Everything expands. And when everything expands, it rises, heat rises, so the tectonic plates are coming up and contacting each other, causing these 700 quakes along or right along this seismic region. Now, scientists, they're quite concerned, as they rightfully should be, about the huge earthquake swarm that has been shaking Southern California in recent weeks. And right at this moment, as I said before, bubbling tar is literally coming up through the streets in one section of Los Angeles. Now, none of this means that a major seismic event is imminent, but it is certainly not a good sign. I would think not, as for the reasons I stated just previously. Now, according to scientists, they've been saying they've been tracking quite a bit of unusual shaking along the quote-unquote ring of fire in recent months. We're going to talk about that in just 1 second, so bear with me. Scientists assure us that it's just a matter of time before the big one hits California. And I love how they say that. Well, it's just a matter of time before the big one hits. Really? Because when the big one hits, that's a big deal. There's going to be millions and trillions of dollars in property damage. Who knows how many people are going to lose their lives? And who knows if California is going to be even a state anymore? Will it be a big part of the ocean at that point? So during my research for this part of the show, I came across an article in the San Diego Union-Tribune entitled Southern California Earthquake Swarm, takes an unexpected turn, and that's reason to worry. It definitely got my attention at that point. Now, according to the article, there have been more than 700 earthquakes in the Fontana seismic zone over the past few weeks. There have been more than 700 earthquakes recorded in the Fontana area since May 25th, ranging from magnitude 0.7, which is basically me falling on my behind, to magnitude 3.2. Now, honestly, that's not a lot of shaking. And honestly, I think more so that that's good that they're having 700 earthquakes because, in my opinion, I'm not a seismologist. What do they call them? An earthquakeologist? I don't know. But in my opinion, you need to release that pressure. Every time you release that pressure, it eases up. So you don't have the big one. So while a lot of people are saying, oh, the big one's coming, the big one's coming, I'm coming to see you, Elizabeth, oh, honestly, I think this is a good thing. I think it's a good thing that 700 earthquakes have hit this Fontana seismic zone because that is easing a lot of pressure. It's taking a lot of pressure off of that fault line to where it's not just going to go snap, boom, gone. There goes California. It's going to go boop, boop, hey, I shook a little. Boop, boop, hey, hey, I tickled you. I would rather have the tickle than the boom, gone, California. My opinion, not the opinion of a seismologist or an earthquakeologist. However, more concerning to me is the amount of large volcanic eruptions that have been occurring in the quote-unquote Ring of Fire. Now, if you're a listener of this show, you know that the Ring of Fire is a ring that circles around the Pacific Ocean. It goes from the west coast of America all the way up to Russia, Japan, down to Papua New Guinea, all the islands in between. There have been a large number of eruptions to the point that I have a dear friend that was traveling to Asia and got diverted because of an ash cloud that was disrupting flights from North America to the Orient. Now, that volcano, I don't remember the name. Don't ask me for the name. I've got it written down, but I can't even pronounce it. That volcano spewed ash 43,000 feet in the air. And I thought that was like, holy cow. Some amazing satellite pictures of that volcanic eruption. It was amazing. And you know what? Global warming, people. This is what happens with the planet. Volcanoes erupt. They spew ash. The ash gets into the jet stream and it flows to the east. And guess what? The United States will start seeing more cloud cover and colder temperatures because that's what happens. It's not man-made. However, there was another volcano that erupted, I think it was just yesterday, Thursday, or maybe even this morning, Friday, in Papua New Guinea, that threw ash 50,000 feet in the air, disrupting air travel. So now that all of these earthquakes are happening and all of these volcanoes are erupting, you're seeing the Nibiru, Planet X people, come out of the woodwork. You really haven't seen a lot of them. And I understand. I did a show about Nibiru back then, and I said, well, it's possible. Over time, it's been at least a year since I've done this show, and I would think within that year, Planet X would have shown itself. Just my opinion. So now, out of the woodwork, the Planet X Nibiru people are like, see, we told you things are happening. The world is going to end. Oh, God. Well, it's the planet. At this point, I feel the planet is telling us, look, people, you're stressing me out, and I got to relieve some stress in the form of earthquakes and volcanoes. And if I don't relieve this stress, I'm just going to extinct you. I'm just going to terminate you from this planet. So be thankful that's all I'm going to do. I think it's natural. I think it's cyclical. I don't think it's Nibiru. I don't think it's anything alien-like. I just think it's a natural cycle. But with that being said, we do need to keep an eye on it because things are definitely heating up. No pun intended. So let me know what you think. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net and let me know. Is this something we really need to worry about? Is it Nibiru? Is it alien? Is it end of the world? Is it just cyclical? Somebody let me know. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. So now we're going to talk a little politics. I've got two quick, and I mean quick, little items to talk about. The first one is New York. We all know and love New York, I guess, for their progressive views, right? Well, Governor Andrew Cuomo, Monday, he signed into law the Green Light Bill. The Green Light Bill is a bill that gives 260,000 undocumented. And when I say undocumented, please read it as illegal immigrants the right to driver's licenses. And when you get a driver's license, you get the right to vote in New York. So now there's 260,000 illegal immigrants voting for the Democratic Party in New York, as if they needed any more help. Now, again, Governor Cuomo signed a law Monday that allowed undocumented immigrants to get a license, a major win for progressive and immigrant right advocates. The state Senate approved the bill earlier in the day, 33-29, and I'm actually surprised it was that close. The legislation known as the Green Light Bill expands access to driver's license to an estimated 265,000 undocumented. And again, don't let these articles persuade you any other way. Undocumented is illegal. But we'll go with what the article says. It allows access to driver's licenses to an estimated 265,000 illegal, I can't do it, illegal New Yorkers. Supporters of the bill say it will create safer roads. How? By increasing the number of vehicles on the road. I don't get it. It will increase state revenue. Bingo! You just hit the nail on the head right there. This is all about the money and all about the votes. And it will keep families together by preventing traffic violations from turning into deportations. In other words, if you're caught speeding and you're not legally allowed to be in this country, this bill says, don't worry about it. I've got a driver's license. Why should that stop anybody from being deported if they're illegal? This is all about money for the state. And this is all about capitulating to the illegal immigrant vote, which goes Democrat 99.9% of the time. Now, Eddie A. Travers, he said, this is life-changing. Okay, Eddie, you might be overstating, but we'll go with that. He says, this is life-changing, and we are proud to stand on the right side of history because every New Yorker should have the opportunity to contribute to their economies and communities without fearing that they will be separated from their family because of a routine traffic stop. Now, Eddie Travers is a state immigration manager for the advocacy group FWD.us/US. Again, I have to ask, how does this change your status in this country? It really shouldn't. Just because you have a driver's license doesn't make you a legal U.S. citizen. If you are still committing a moving violation, you get pulled over and they're like, oh, you shouldn't be in this country, but you have a driver's license, so go with your family. How does that change things? New York has got it all bass-ackwards. Honestly. They have no idea. And listen, New York, Oregon, Washington, and California. These are the complete socialist states in this country, and they're leading the way. And ladies and gentlemen, where do most of the socialist politicians in Washington come from? New York, California, Oregon, Washington. Is it any coincidence? Listen. This is why we say, let the states do what they want to do. Because these states, look at California, bankrupt. Absolutely bankrupt. People crapping in the streets in San Francisco. You're enjoying a nice, very high-class dinner on the patio outside. And here comes somebody just dropping trow, dropping a log. Right on the street. They will allow you to drop a log on the street, but you can't walk your dog and have it dump on the street. Your dog can't, but humans can. That, my friends, is California. Oregon. In Washington. Washington follow it. I mean, whatever Oregon does, the governor of Washington's like, I like that. Let's do that. Let's do that. That's a really good idea. Oh, my gosh. They're rounding up politicians that say, we're not going to vote for this. So what are they going to have the state police say? Get them, Dano. Book them, Dano. And then they're going to send people to your home after you have a baby and say, well, we don't think you're raising him according to what we think is right. So we're just going to take this child and indoctrinate him ourselves. And then New York? New York is in a class of its own, honestly. New York, let me play for you. I want to play for you the response to when this bill was passed. And I'm going to equate it to something. So listen to this bill, or listen to this as the bill was getting passed.
Ayes 33, nays 29.
The bill is passed.
Now, the last time I've heard that much excitement was in New York as they were passing a bill to terminate the pregnancy of a living human being, a nine-month-old baby. When they decided as the mother is giving birth, they're just going to kill it. Woohoo! Yeah! How sick is that? This honestly is not as bad. But listen, this is how screwed up New York is. And we all need to be appalled by this because these illegal immigrants are coming into our country and doing things that we cannot do. They are getting free health care. They are getting food stamps. They are getting free money. They are getting free education. They are able to vote. They are able to get driver's licenses that a lot of us can't get because we chose to do the right thing, or we were born into this country. And let me tell you, this is all economic, and this is all pandering to the base. People of New York, you should be ashamed of yourself. Everyone around the country, let's all be ashamed of New York. And speaking of New York, let's talk about the biggest clown from New York, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. This clown basically won her election from a photo series that showed her at a fence on the border where she is just inconsolable. She can't stand it because she sees migrant children in cages. And she just can't stand it anymore. Well, maybe. Just maybe she was, instead of being sad at the fact that there were migrant children in cages separated from their families and it's inconsolable. I can't believe you, Donald Trump. Maybe she was sad about the fact that the migrant kids, they were not available for a photo shot. Now, that's the question I am asking after I found a couple of photos that were sent to me from Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez when she was at a border entry gate days before she won the Democratic primary. Now, photographer Ivan Pierre Aguirre recently posted photos from AOC's trip to the border last year, which depict the congresswoman crying, presumably at the sight of nearby migrant children being inhumanely detained. But before AOC hit the national stage and she was just a fairly unknown House candidate from New York City, she took time away from her campaign and came down to Tornillo to protest the tent city housing of migrant children. Now, he made these previously unpublished photos a year ago today. However, what you don't see in the photos, now the photos that you saw all over the internet and all over the mainstream media, is AOC just bawling, inconsolable. She can't stand to see these children absolutely detained and inhumanely treated. The problem is, there was no kids. There was no buildings in sight. There were no cages in sight. It was just an empty parking lot. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said, "I'll never forget this because it was a moment I saw with my own eyes that the America I love was becoming a nation that steals refugee children from their parents and cages them." Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to politics in the year 2019. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she was a lying sack of you-know-what because she knew. She saw nothing. She should be in Hollywood. She'd fit right in. But honestly, the photos are just her, just, oh my God, her hands on her knees, her hand in her head, her just sobbing just violently because she's looking at these children. Looking at him in cages going, "I wish I could help you. I wish I could open this gate and walk over to you and open your gate and let you go." Well, she couldn't because the children weren't there. This was just a complete photo op for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and it propelled her to her election victory. And now we have to deal with this asinine socialist on a daily basis who is essentially the head of the Democratic Party. Don't think for a minute Nancy Pelosi's the head of the Democratic Party. Oh, no, 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 no. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is now the head of the Democratic Party because she has the beliefs and she has the ideas, which is going to take the Democratic Party into the next generation. Well, that next generation is going to be living in Venezuela. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an absolute joke. I have seen many over my years of studying politics, and trust me, it goes well beyond my time doing the Paranormal Patriot. This is ridiculous. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is an absolute joke. I mean, she has no business being in Congress. I mean, she's a rags-to-riches story. You know, she was a bartender, and all of a sudden she's loaded but wants you to pay for all of her student debt. Now, come on now. You can pay for her student debt. She's only living on a congresswoman's salary of like $200,000 a year. Really. But everybody gets something for free in her world, except the people that are paying for it. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is an absolute joke. Don't let anybody tell you differently. And this should be plastered all over the front pages of every newspaper. It should be breaking news on every news broadcast, because if it was Donald Trump at the border saying, oh my God, look at all these kids, they're just horrible, and then it found out that, oh, well, there's no kids there. Listen, this is the same media that took pictures hours and hours and hours and hours before Trump's inauguration and said, look, nobody came to Trump's inauguration. Oh, by the way, once it filled up with the people, it completely blew away Obama's inauguration. But that's not what they're going to tell you. So you're not going to hear this on the mainstream media, because the mainstream media doesn't want anything that would make any liberal candidate look bad. This is the world. This is the country we live in. This is why I do this show, because if you just listen to what you see on television here on radio, your perspective of the world is completely skewed. It is my job and the job of many others to tell you the truth. And the truth is, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a joke. She knowingly went to a site that didn't have any children. Literally, it was a parking lot that the nearest building, you had to zoom in and you just saw an outline of that building. And that is the truth. And she is crying at the fence. She is inconsolable at the fence. And that is what we believe, because that is what the media will want us to believe. Now, if you want to be a sheep, if you want to be someone that is just listening to the drivel coming out every single day, go for it. I want you to be more. And that's why I do this show. I do this show to open your mind. Now, for people like Rachel, who are so far indoctrinated on the left, they're never going to be, anything I say is going to be wrong. Nothing we can do. But for the people that have a mind to think for themselves, again, you may not agree with me, and after reading the facts, you even may not believe anything I say. But you have my kudos at that point, because you've done the homework. Everybody's belief system is different. All I ask is you listen to both sides. I've listened to both sides. Honestly, I have. I know it sounds like I haven't. But my belief system is everybody is free. Everybody has free will. We are not to be controlled by anybody. But yet, there are so many of us out there that think we need the government. The government needs to control us. If we don't have the government controlling us, what am I going to do? Live your life. Be everything that you could possibly be. And you can't do that with somebody stepping on your neck. And that somebody is the government. Get the government off my neck. Let me be who I can be. Let me expand on my knowledge. Let me show you what I can do. That, ladies and gentlemen, is what this country is all about. But unfortunately, there's so many people that don't want to go that route. They are content
with the government giving them everything they need. Here, here's a free phone, here's money, here's housing, here's food, here's whatever you need. So they have no desire to better themselves. What kind of a life is that? Do you want to live on the bottom barrel? Do you want to live on the bottom rung of life? Get some pride in yourself. Strive for something better. That is America. I felt like Neil Diamond right there. Everywhere around the world, they come into America. If that song doesn't make you feel patriotic and love for your country, get out of the country because you're not an American. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to give you one listener encounter. And then I'm hoping I can fit it in. The Hopkinsville, Kentucky Goblin Encounter. I love this encounter. If I can't fit it in at the end of this show, I'm going to put it on the first part of the next show, I guarantee you. Sit back, relax, and open your mind. This is your host, Tom Velasquez, adjusting that tinfoil hat. We will be right back.
If life was an album that stuck on repeat, we were just in the loop, stuck in between. Feeling that needles, can feel in my heart that it's feeling.
Hey, everybody, this is Tom Velasquez, the host of The Paranormal Patriot, which can be heard every Wednesday from 3:30 to 4:30 on Coming Right Up. Are you intrigued by the paranormal? Do conspiracies excite you? Do you like to talk about ghosts, UFOs, or cryptids, or just politics in general? If so, my show, The Paranormal Patriot, is for you. Tune in every Wednesday from 3:30 to 4:30 on Coming Right Up. All right, we're going to jump right into the show. I've got an account from a winged cryptid observed in Shippensburg, Pennsylvania. Now, this is from a listener that says, I was wondering if you heard anything about the Mothman in Shippensburg area. 2 weeks ago, which was the week of June 10th, 2019, my sister was leaving for work around 4:45 to 5 a.m. She said she saw a very large black winged creature fly over her car. She said she could see the claws clearly on it. She doesn't know I'm asking this. She worries about what people would say. Now, according to my sister, she said it had a 3 to 4 foot body, a wingspan of 5 to 6 feet. The body was long and lean, claws on the back of legs, not a bird-shaped body. She doesn't think that it had feathers. She said the face was bat-like and it flew fast. Now, she is a bird watcher. She knows what cranes, hawks, and owls look like. She said it reminded her of a crane, but it was not a crane. Now, this person speaking on behalf of his sister said the sighting was in the location of the intersection of Route 11 and Conestoga Drive in Shippensburg, Pennsylvania. Now, this is a very detailed sighting of a winged bat-like creature. Is the Mothman of Chicago? Listen, Chicago has not had any Mothman or Batman sightings that I have found recently, which, in my opinion, lends a little bit of credence to the sightings that were being seen before, because if it was just, oh, I like that, I'm going to say I saw it, you'd still be seeing them. But it seems like they're moving, and it went from Illinois to Indiana, some in Ohio, and now they're in Pennsylvania. Is this a legit sighting? Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net, and let me know if you have had a sighting of the winged humanoid. Okay, so as you know, I record this show ahead of time, and I kind of edit it as we go. And I have tried to fit the Hopkinsville goblin alien sighting in, and it's not doing it justice. So next week, I'm going to talk about the Hopkinsville UFO sighting or humanoid or alien sighting or alien encounter. That's the first thing I'm going to talk about, because that is the one. I remember when I was younger, I don't even remember the name of the show, but it was all about UFOs, and I used to love that show, and it only lasted for about a season.
But I remember they had an episode that detailed the Hopkinsville goblin alien sightings. And they had glowing eyes in the trees that would move up and down. And it was terrifying to me, but it was so exhilarating. So I want to talk about that because that is the very first time I've really had a love and an infatuation with UFOs and alien entities that kind of grew into what this is today. Also next week, I'm going to tell you the show next week because that's the kind of guy I am. We're going to talk about a glitch in the Matrix. There are many, many videos showing airliners and army jets suspended in midair. I may, and if I can figure out how to do this, I'm going to put a video podcast out so you can see exactly what I'm talking about. I'm going to talk about, because a listener has been telling me, Tom, please talk about shadow people. I'm dealing with a shadow person right now and I don't know how to do it. I've talked about him before, but I think it's time to appease my listener and tell them exactly what is going on with shadow people, because this person is not only seeing the shadow people, but they're seeing the quote-unquote Hat Man. Now, if you have not heard about the Hat Man, you need to listen to next week's show, because I don't know if it's what you would call a leader, the head man in charge, whatever it is, but it's different than normal shadow people, but they are seeing the quote-unquote Hat Man, and you will learn about it on next week's show. And then who knows what else I'm going to talk about, because every week brings us new breaking news. So thank you for listening to this week's show. I apologize. I didn't get through it. It infuriates me that I didn't. There are so many topics I want to talk about that I can't fit into a show, but I don't want to go any more than an hour. So contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Contact me and let me know what you want to hear about, because this show is all about you. I want to hear what my listeners, and trust me, there are a ton of them. Oh my gosh, I can't believe how many listeners I have. This is the show about you. I want to hear what you want to listen to. And I can only do that if you contact me and say, Tom, talk about this. Tom, talk about this. And I'll talk about it. I'll talk about anything, obviously. So contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Thank you for listening this week. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. This is your host, Tom Velasquez, taking off the tinfoil hat. I will be back next week. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks for listening.
I've seen the other side, and I lost so many there. Daddy, he was waiting finally without a care. He told me to have faith, faith that could return. He told me I'd be better.